USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Canadian province of British Columbia has declared a state of emergency for 14 days amid a surge in wildfires that have forced hundreds of people from their homes. The worst is yet to come, according to Mark Farnsworth, BC's Ministry of Public Safety. He said 299 blazes were actively burning across BC on Tuesday afternoon, including 18 that started over the previous 2 days. Thomas Barak, a billionaire who chaired President Trump's inaugural fund, was arrested Tuesday in Los Angeles, California, and charged with illegally lobbying on behalf of the United Arab Emirates. A 7-count indictment filed by prosecutors in Brooklyn, New York, alleged that Barak failed to register as a lobbyist. Frequent and bright meteors flying through the sky are upon us thanks to the Perseids meteor shower, which will go through August 24th. The meteors come from the comet Swift-Tuttle, which orbits the sun every 133 years. It was last in our solar system in 1992. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
President Biden wants to remove another Trump-era law that worked on the U.S.-Mexico border. Dan Araki explains.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz has introduced a piece of legislation that would make an executive order from the Trump administration that allows border agents to expel illegal immigrants to stop the spread of COVID into law. His SHIELD Act would codify Title 42, keeping the Biden administration from ending the policy. He tells Fox News that the measure is necessary to keep President Biden's open border policy from coming to fruition.
We're on pace to have over 2 million people cross our border illegally this year. And what does the Biden administration want to do? It wants to repeal the laws that have enabled us to keep out people who are COVID positive, even though that is driving up the rates of COVID infections. And this is radical open border policy that doesn't make any sense and that is endangering American health.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The 2021 California gubernatorial recall election is an upcoming special election to recall Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. The election will be on September 14th. Republican candidate Larry Elder on Fox News is claiming the California Secretary of State has denied his name to be included on the ballot, and lawsuits are flying.
I didn't redact something that should have been redacted, or redacted something that shouldn't have been redacted. I'm not quite sure which it is. All I know is that there's a provision that allows the Secretary of State to correct any minor discrepancy, and she elected not to do it. And that is why I believe that I was targeted. Now, a lot of people have asked me, was this racism? Now, you know me for a long time. I don't play that. And what I said is, it's not racism. It's fascism. It's Larry Elder, because they know that I'm the guy who can take this guy down. As you pointed out, I've been talking about these issues for some 30 years. I'm on in every major market. In California, I have higher name recognition than any of the other candidates other than Caitlyn Jenner. People know me. I'm from the hood. I'm from the inner city. I can talk firsthand about the declining quality of schools. I can talk firsthand about why we have rising crime, why we have rising homelessness, why the cost of living has gotten so outrageous that for the first time in our state's history, people are leaving California and going to places like Texas and Tennessee and Florida. It is outrageous. There's a magazine called CEO Magazine, been around for 17 years, and for 17 years, California has been determined to be the worst state in which to do business of all 50 states. And I can turn that around, and they are scared to death.
I'm Lance Pry for USA Radio News.